The rise in milk prices. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. If you've checked the dairy aisle at the grocery store lately, you know a gallon of milk is becoming more and more expensive. And experts with UT's Institute of Agriculture say the demand for American milk in foreign countries is driving up the price here. Chuck Denny has more.
Milk now averages about $3.80 a gallon, and the USDA predicts the price could go higher. It seems a little illogical. Why is a gallon of milk a lot more expensive than a gallon of gas? One answer, people in foreign countries like our product and are buying more of it. Dr. Daryl Ray is an ag economist with UT.
What's happening is on the demand side. We have a demand worldwide for cheese, and that's diverting some of the milk from the drinking milk and the non-fat dry milk to cheese production. And so, therefore, there isn't as much milk available.
Tennessee went from 900 dairy farms in 2000 to less than 600 today. After years of losing money, many farmers just shut down. But this recent surge in overseas markets has increased the commodity price for producers since summer by just a bit. Still, for farmers, there's the rising cost in the three Fs, fuel, fertilizer, and feed. Blount County dairyman Mac Pate has been in the business 58 years.
We have just gotten through one of the worst years that I've ever had in all the years that I've been dairying. So hopefully it'll hold for a while till a fella can get back in the stable position.
Pate and many other people hope consumers will work their food budget so they can still afford milk, one of the most healthful foods we can eat. This is Chuck Denny reporting.
And the latest numbers show there are 570 grade A dairies left in Tennessee. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.